Welcome to Totally Athens, the podcast where we celebrate the unconventional charm and vibrant local energy of the classic city, Athens, Georgia. I'm your host, Meredith McLucas. I moved here on a whim in 1995, and I am still here because I love this place. In each episode, I'll sit down with local creatives, characters, and business owners over their favorite local Athens coffee, and sometimes that coffee will be beer or some other Athens-based beverage, and we'll get a behind-the-scenes look at what they do, how they got here, what they're up to, and what they love about Athens, Georgia. It's springtime in Athens. The flowers are blooming, the weather is getting warmer, and spring festival season is on the horizon. Until recently, the scariest thing about springtime in the classic city was the onslaught of the pollen, and it is terrifying. But my guest today is on a mission to change that. Roseanne Harpold is an undergraduate student at the University of Georgia who last year, at the age of 20, conjured up an Athens springtime festival celebrating horror and all things haunted. Well, it's coming back this April, and it promises to include even more spine-chilling fun, and Roseanne is here to share all the gory details with us. So let's get into it. Welcome, Roseanne.
I'm so glad to be here.
So glad to have you on the podcast. I'm very excited. This is actually the first guest that I've had that I've never met before.
Oh.
So we just met a few minutes ago, and I'm very excited to learn about all of the things that you have to talk about. But first, before we dive into that, let's talk about what are we drinking? What is your Athens beverage of choice, Roseanne?
The Mama's Boy Hot Chocolate. I just remember going in there one day and ordering one, and they had this like really crazy big one that had all this amazing goodness in it. And this is really good. but I have never forgotten about it since the day I had it. And so that's the first thing that came to mind.
Oh, wow.
It's delicious.
So what did it have in it?
I don't even know, like heaven. I'm sure like all sorts of creams, and like it had the little swirl on top and marshmallow and all the things.
Well, I have never had Mama's Boy hot chocolate, so I really appreciate that. We'll be drinking this throughout the show. So cheers.
Cheers.
It's delicious. So let's just get started with a little bit about your background. When did you come to Athens?
I moved here for school, so I'm a UGA undergrad right now, but I've lived like 40 minutes from here in a small town in Elbert County. So we would always come here on the weekends anyway, growing up, and I've always loved Athens. It was always the fun place to go on the weekend. So yeah, but for school, I moved here in 2020, I think. That was my graduation year, unfortunately.
That's a tough time.
Yeah. But yeah, I love it. And, you know, I want to stay here as long as I can, depending on, you know, where the business goes and all.
Yeah. So you are the founder of HauntFest. What is HauntFest?
So HauntFest is like a big celebration of Halloween and like the horror arts, anything from film, literature, music, really anything at all that fits into that realm. We try to like, you know, just celebrate it in festival fashion. So there's tons of vendors, there's like freak shows, there's a haunted trail. We have a celebrity appearance this year, which is exciting. Just lots of activities, pumpkin painting, hayride, like anything you can imagine. And then it's off season. And April is, I think, about halfway to Halloween, which is pretty cool.
So what made you want to put on a Halloween type event in April?
Well, it all kind of started because I had this big dream to own a haunted theme park. And so I joined the entrepreneurship program at school. And they were like, well, you know, if that's going to work, you have to be able to test to see if people will go to something like that outside of the month of October, you know, when it's not Halloween. And so the first event was last May, and it worked out amazing last May. So I was like, I'm going to do it again. And so I may just run with this, you know, if it ends up being as big as I hope it can get. But yeah, so that's kind of why it started. But it's also just to break the stigma that horror can only be celebrated during Halloween, because horror in itself is not a Halloween concept.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can watch a horror movie any time of year, but why can't you also be in costume and have fun with it, you know? So yeah, it's more horror than Halloween, but you know, in the grand scheme of things, Halloween is what people connect with more.
Sure.
So it's a combination of all.
Well, I found it really interesting. So this is the second year that you'll be doing this.
Yes.
And this year's is called
Hauntfest April Ghouls,
which is great. I love anything punny.
Yeah. Last year it was Mayhem because it was in May. Yeah.
I love that too. Excellent. Well, you're rather young to be starting a festival and putting on all of this. That's pretty impressive in and of itself. Tell us about what you did last year and how it is growing this year and what you've added to it.
Well, first of all, just on ground level, last year it was only one day and this year it's 2 days and it's at a new venue. Last year it was at Rabbit Hole Studios and that was amazing, but we just kind of found that we needed more space. Mm-hmm. And so Southern Brewing Company stepped up and they were like, we'll let you use the venue. So we got the venue for free and they're super amazing people. Love working with them. But yeah, so they're letting us do it on Saturday and Sunday. And last year we had, I want to say around 30 vendors. We had this little podunk like set up haunted trail, but it wasn't really a trail. Cause we didn't, all we had were like trees and grass. And so we just like, you know, and not like woods. I mean, like someone's front yard, like open space. So my dad went out there with tarps and was just like roping trees together, throwing tarps over them, trying to make like something to walk through.
Right.
So this year, there's actually a trail and it'll be in the woods. Southern Brewing has a lot of fun walking trails out back that we're going to be able to use. The celebrity appearance thing is completely new. That just popped out of nowhere. I just got cold called by Ari Lehman, who's the very first Jason in Friday the 13th. And he was just like, yeah, you know, we were looking for things to do in Georgia, trying to find some, you know, conventions and things like that. And he found us and
That's
he was
incredible.
Interested in coming. So, and weirdly enough, he has a band that is going to be playing at the end of the night on Saturday called First Jason.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's cool. We have a ton more bands. I think we had 5 bands last year and now we have 15 because
wow.
It's 8 now on Saturday because we added First Jason in just recently and then 7 on Sunday. So that's really cool. Hayride will be new. It's mostly to help with like parking because we had to speak with some surrounding businesses to see if they'd let people park there because Southern Brewing parking is kind of rough on a normal Saturday. So we need that backup plan, but the Hayride's going to go pick people up from their cars and like take them inside.
That is brilliant.
Nice. Yeah.
That is brilliant. Yes. It can be a challenge out there, but that is brilliant because that kind of gets you in the mood right away.
Oh yeah. Last year and this year, this is kind of like a running thing I'm going to continue doing, but we have scare actors that'll come and be free roaming in the festival. So I don't know if you've ever been to Mad World, but they kind of have a section like this while you're waiting in line to go into the haunted house that is much like a festival. Like there's games and there's concessions and then they have everyone free roaming. And I just always thought that was so cool. So they'll be there the whole time. And if you're like too spooked, you can get like a glow necklace or something and they won't mess with you.
Oh, nice.
So there's so many things going on. It's so hard to remember everything.
I was reading about it. It's just incredible. Mm-hmm. All the thought that's gone into it and all the different elements that you'll be dealing with. And I have to give a shout out to the Young Frankensteins who will be performing because a friend of mine was just telling me about his band playing there. And I told him I was going to be talking to you today. So, but there's quite a few different bands. Mm-hmm. Are they all Halloween? Excuse me, horror type things? Or is it just sort of a mix of different things?
We encourage them all to be themed in some way, but not necessarily the band. Like the Young Frankensteins fit perfectly, obviously.
Sure.
But others, like you can play any sort of music as long as you somehow incorporate the spook into it. So like we encourage people to come in costume, or like if you play grungier music, it already kind of fits the vibe. And if you don't, if you play more pop music, maybe add in a few like Halloween classics in there.
Nice.
But yeah, anything to keep the atmosphere spooky.
Right. Sure. And I saw you have some kids hours. Tell us about that.
Oh yes. That is a new thing as well. Because last year we do have some like not safe for work booths. And we had some comments on the survey at the end of the year that were like, hey, like my kids saw some things I don't think they should probably be seeing. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I honestly didn't expect there to be many families and kids, but there really were. And so this year we're trying to like dive into that a little more and make sure it's safe. So we have like an R-rated section for any booth that's like that for the whole time. And then until 6 p.m. So I think it's 1 hour on Saturday and 2 hours on Sunday. We're going to just kind of try to make it more family friendly. So the free roaming scare actors will be kind of like, we'll probably put them at the street, like helping to pull people in instead of being in there with the kids and spooking anybody too much. We'll be having pumpkin painting. It's like free for kids, like the little tiny plastic pumpkins, because, you know, it's April. But yeah, just more of a friendly atmosphere. The music won't get as crazy until after six too.
Great. So you encourage everyone to come in costume?
Yes.
Did a lot of people participate last year? Were most people in costume?
We did have a lot of people in costume. Honestly, I was running around so much that I don't remember a ton about last year. But I know we do have a lot of pictures of people in costume. And we also have a car show situation. It's like if anyone has like a hearse, or we have a Ghostbusters car coming.
Wow.
Bringing that up because if you come in costume, you can get some pretty cool pictures with the cars and things like that.
Sure.
Which people really, really enjoyed the hearse that was brought last year. So
excellent.
There will be food trucks this year.
Nice.
Last year we were working with just concessions and it was a nightmare. It was just my dad and we were kind of shorthanded. And so he was like making the burgers, like packaging them, selling them all at the same time. But Cafe Racer is going to be there. Great. With burgers. And we have a taco stand that is also coming. But we're still in the process of talking to them. So I don't really want to release that just yet. And then we also have live animal encounters. So if you like snakes, ooh, or if you like kittens,
don't get them together. Yeah.
And the COFA's like animal foster program came last year and they dressed the kittens up in little costumes. So I'm hoping they do that again this year.
Costume cats.
Yes.
Amazing.
Also, a quick thing about the Young Frankensteins. My family actually takes karate with Chuck, who is one of the band members' stepfather or something like that.
Okay.
So that's also a really weird connection with the Young Frankensteins. I keep meeting more and more people that know them. So that's really awesome.
That's funny. The one of the people in the band, I believe, is the librarian at my son's elementary school. Mm. And then a classmate of my son's dad is the person who was telling me about the show, which is just kind of a crazy coincidence there. But
yeah,
we're going to get into a segment here that I do with every guest called Your Athens Greatest Hits, Going on the Record with Roseanne Harpold. just asking you a few questions about some of your favorite things around town. This podcast is really focused on cool things happening around town, cool people, just really celebrating the uniqueness of Athens. So since you are someone who's putting on an event, I would love to ask, besides Haunt Fest, what is your favorite annual event or local event here in Athens?
Well, you know, I got to be a sucker for Wild Rumpus.
Yeah.
But I did not know about Wild Rumpus until this last year. Like, I went for the very first time and it was the best time. The costumes were amazing. Everyone there was amazing. I was getting pictures with everyone I could pull aside and get a picture with. But that event is just mind-blowing to me. And I had no idea, again, that it happened. And now that I do, I don't think I can ever miss it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's one that's got a special place in my heart.
I'm sure. It's definitely an Athens staple. And I do find that a lot of students, it usually happens over fall break. So sometimes students aren't necessarily involved because they might be out of town and it's not on their radar. But definitely, like you said, incredible costumes, things that you would never see anywhere else.
Yeah. And all ages too, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
It definitely seemed like more locals were there than students. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the atmosphere was just amazing. Everyone seemed to be having a great time. And of course, they have the shows playing too the whole time, like in the bar fronts. And they had a stage out there with like people dancing, doing, I don't remember if it was, I don't know what it's called, but it's that stomp dancing where you like, do you know what that's called? I have no idea.
Not really. But no, but that, I know what you're really talking cool. about.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. So what about restaurants? Where do you like to eat around town?
Gosh, there's so many. I'd say Trapeze is really up there on my list, though.
Great.
Their fries. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever had the garlic dipping sauce with those fries. I could eat that for days. And I get that salad. I never pronounce it right, so I apologize. But tabula? Tabula?
I think it's tabula. I'm maybe not sure. We might both be butchering it. I'm not sure, but I think it's tabula.
I always have to point at the menu when the waitress comes up because I don't know. But yeah, that's a good spot. But there's tons of places. And I just got my hand on one of those flagpole magazines that has the list of all of the restaurants in Athens.
The Guide to Athens.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to start marking them off and trying to hit as many as I can. I also just went to New Red Bowl for the first time.
Mm-hmm. And over on the east side?
Yeah. That was surprisingly like amazing. And my grandma is super into Chinese food. So I'm going to have to drag her out there soon because... And good prices.
They have a nice variety of different types of Asian food. And it is surprising because you don't necessarily expect that kind of thing just being in a strip mall. Yeah. But... it really is. I enjoy that place too. I'm glad you reminded me about it. Yeah. Do you have any local bands that you're interested in?
Well, of course, you know, everyone coming to the festival, obviously, I love all of them. Particularly Florence Cardigan. I have really fallen in love with their music. Like, I'm a big fan. I'd seen their name on flyers before, but I had never looked up their Spotify until they had applied for the event. And that's like music that I listen to every day. You know, it's like on my playlist now, and I've been going to their shows. I'm getting merch. They got some really cute bracelets and things, but they're all really fun people too. Super sweet and rock. I mean, they rock. And I also used to be really close with Cam and His Damn Jam Band. Everyone kind of lives in different places now, but I love the jam sessions, and mm-hmm. I would go sit in on practices and listen, and I just my heart is in music, man. But you know, I'm more of a listener than a player, but anytime there's any live music and I hear it downtown, I have to go follow it and see who it is. Yeah, those are my two tops. But also, you know, Wim Tapley's been blowing up recently. Well, I say recently, but in the past couple of years. And I remember meeting him at the Boar's Head open mic nights, like when he first came to town, and he was still a student and everything. And it's so crazy to see like how big he's gotten since then. It's really cool. Now you get on a bus and there's like a horde of sorority girls talking about him. They're like, oh, did you see Wim's concert last night?
Yeah. That's cool to see that trajectory. Yeah. Where would we find you hanging out? Not that I'm going to send anybody to stalk you or anything, but where do you like to hang out in town?
Well, more recently I've been going to Southern Brewing a lot and, mm-hmm. and just sitting and getting a beer and chatting with everyone there. Cause I don't know, it's a really nice place. So that's been my hangout spot recently. I spent a lot of time at home on my computer planning mm-hmm. for the event and things like that. Yeah, I mean, occasionally I'll go downtown. Don't do that as much now, but there's still some good, like anytime there's live music downtown, mm-hmm. I try to follow that around. So Boar's Head was one of my really big hangout spots. I've been so slammed lately. I haven't been going out as much, but on Wednesday nights, they do open mic nights. Mm-hmm. And I would go out there like every Wednesday and listen to the music. And, you know, you see all sorts of new people coming in and out. But I just think that's really cool. Like the Athens music scene in general is just mind blowing. And it's so just integrated with all sorts of different kinds of people. I think that's really magical. It is one of the biggest things that I enjoy about Athens. Mm-hmm. I mean, even growing up, like when I was underage and I couldn't go in a bar, I was just like wanting to go in just so I could hear the music. And, you know, you can't do that, but... It was a big pull for me.
Yeah. And you've incorporated so much music into the festival as well. So that's great. Cool. What about outside? Do you like to get outside? Any outdoor spots that you gravitate towards as the weather gets nicer?
Well, I actually live really close to the Bear Hollow Zoo. Oh, nice. So that's a good place to go and, you know, walk around the lake a few times, go see the animals. Mm-hmm. So yeah, love it out there. I need to start visiting more parks. I was visiting a few to check out different venue spaces and stuff, and like Sandy Creek Park. And I know we have several really beautiful parks here. And I have not been taking advantage of that as much as I should be.
Well, the weather's getting nicer.
It's totally right.
Time. Yeah. You have nothing going on this month, right?
So nothing
better to do. Do you have a totally Athens moment, which would be something that would only happen here, an encounter or something crazy that happened that you think, wow, you know, that only happens in Athens?
Well, I kind of had one yesterday, but I don't know if this is an only Athens thing, but it's the only time this has ever happened to me. So I was putting out these Jason masks all around downtown to help advertise. They had like QR codes and stuff on them. But I found that like the homeless community was super into that. And like I had all sorts of people coming up and just chatting with me. Like they were all super nice. And they were like, I would love to have one of those.
The masks? Wow.
So, you know, kind of odd, but everyone was so nice and they were like actually really interested in what I was doing.
Great.
So I don't know. That just kind of wasn't what I expected going out there yesterday.
I love that. Yeah. Is there anybody that you think I should have on the podcast?
You know, I have this friend, Grace, who is an artist, and she goes around and does murals. She's like the head of a mural team. And so she's done murals in Elberton and Hartwell and Athens, I'm sure. But I don't think she's ever been on a podcast, but I like to bring her up because she's really awesome and does a lot of really cool things in like the art community. She's an art major, and that's what, you know, she plans to do for her life. And
here at UGA?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, she's here at UGA. Yeah, that's my top suggestion.
That. And see, we bring on all different types of people and have all different types of suggestions. All right. So Hauntfest April Ghouls is going to be April 6th and 7th at Southern Brewing Company. What are the hours?
On Saturday, it's from 5 to midnight. And on Sunday, it's from 4 to 11. So great. Both in the evening.
And I will leave all of the links to buy tickets and for more information in the show notes. But if you want to just quick let everybody know where they can find you online.
The website is www.hauntfest.us. And that's where you can find all sorts of different information. And then our Instagram is @hauntfest.athens, where we do like weekly highlights and make sure we show off all the vendors and musicians. So if you want to look into any of that, that's where you would find more info.
Great. And again, I'll leave all of that information in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. I really enjoyed having you and learning all about this great event. Y'all get out and check out Hauntfest April Ghouls. Thank you so much, Roseanne.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much to Roseanne for being here. Be sure to check out Hauntfest April Ghouls. Live bands, food trucks, a haunted car showcase, costumes, terror trivia, scare actors, a celebrity appearance, kids hours, crafts, ghost stories by the fire with local horror authors, a haunted trail called the Psychopath, live animal encounters, horror art and oddity vendors, and of course it's at Southern Brewing, so there will be plenty of beer and spooky cocktails. You can also check out Hauntfest social media for all kinds of additional haunted events happening around town. Check the show notes for links to all that, as well as some of Roseanne's favorite Athens stuff. We'll be back soon with another great Athens guest on our next episode. Stay tuned to Totally Athens for that, as well as some special mini-sodes to keep you in the loop about upcoming events and what's fresh and new in town. Follow us on Instagram @TotallyAthens. Follow us online @totallyathens.com. Make sure you subscribe to keep up with Totally Athens wherever you listen to podcasts. So get out there, support some of our amazing local businesses and artists, and have some fun doing something Totally Athens this week. Cheers, y'all.